Now, Mother Nature will survive. The environment will survive. Life on Earth will survive, but maybe without the human species. See, the human species has not a very long history on this planet. 10 to 13,000 years, that's all. Life on Earth has been millions of years. So there will be life before human and there will be life after human. So what is our role in, as human being on Earth? What is our role as human being on this planet? To worry about our iPhone, to worry about ourselves and pay, to worry about our missing family, to worry about girlfriend, boyfriend, to worry about whatever. Looking nice or whatever, right? What is our role? The big picture, right? So, that is why I would launch enlightenment as the overriding number one priority. Next slide, please. So, you say, well, why should I come here? Come to this temple. I'm going to school anyway. I'm going to university. I'm going to higher learning. Well, let's talk about the fragmentation of higher learning. We want to learn about our place in the universe. So we have set up an institution called the university to do that. But in order to perceive the universe, we need faculties. Just like a human being, we want to perceive reality, we have the faculty of sight, faculty of hearing, faculty of smell, faculty of taste, faculty of touch. These are our sensory faculties. Similarly, in the university, we have faculties. We have faculties of science, faculty of art, faculty of religion, faculty of all sorts of faculties in order to try to perceive the universe. Eventually, within that, those faculties, the knowledge base is driving the direction, departing from this original mission. So if we click, when you depart from this, they become departments. So in the faculty of science, it's trying to perceive the scientific basis of this universe. Eventually, you might depart into chemistry only, studying the biology, the living part of the universe, or physics, which are the laws of the universe. So there are departments. Departments are already fragmenting from the original holistic education. And finally, within the departments, there are centers, centers of excellence, centers of chemistry, or organic chemistry only, or center of environmental science, studying only pollutants. Well, that's nice, they're highly specialized. But don't forget, self-centered means you are no longer connected with the whole when you are self-centered. So that's centered, okay? So this is the fragmentation of higher learning. So fragmentation, again, are the dots. And that is why, ladies and gentlemen, we're sitting here today. We want to correct this fragmentation. We want to return to the big question. We want to take all the massive amount of knowledge and transform that into wisdom. That's why we're here. And that is why this course does not exist anywhere else. Because it takes open mind, it takes non-ego, it's asking a lot. That is why the dropout rate of this course is extremely high, I tell you, ladies and gentlemen. It scares me. For the past 4 years of running this course, the dropout rate scares me. I can tell you, it's 90%. So, that is why I'm nervous about this review, because I'm trying to capture the essence of this direction. Next. So connecting the dots means connecting back all the religions, philosophy, science, morality, politics, all into a holistic educational system. And then this educational system has to be comprehensible to all ages, so that our young friends today can would like what I'm saying as much as our very senior classmate. She is 87 years old. So all ages, okay? So this is tough job, but we have to do it. Because truth should be simple. The truth should be simple. The context is complex, but the truth should be simple. Next, please. So, removing the blindfolds, we learned that in speech learning. Here, I'm going to go a little quicker now, because we've been through all this before. So in speech learning, we don't learn because simply we don't want to listen. That's all. So speech learning is we remove our blindfold or remove the earplugs. Next slide, please. In order to learn quickly, we need three sets of learning skills. Number one is definition. Number two is communication skill set. There are four of them. And then number three is our mindset. Let's go to definition of terms first. Next, please. On the first page or on the home page of the AWE website, you will see this icon. Buddhism, metaphysics, which is a branch of philosophy. I'll go to the definition and then think. Now, let us define each of these things. Okay? So I'm going to pass the microphone around and ask you, how would you define Buddhism? What do you think Buddhism means?
To my point of view, I think Buddhism is it's a great philosophy to learn how to be a good person. It's very simple. Like.
To me, Buddhism is the way to show how to get to enlightenment.
I think Buddhism is a state of mind that you need to focus.
When we define Buddhism, it's not an attachment to, as the course already started saying, it's not really an attachment to all, any of the traditional religion. Buddhism, in fact, is a study of how your mind thinks of reality, which is the truth. I think Buddhism is the way to enlightenment and the way to know about the truth.
Now, to me, Buddhism is not supposed to be like traditional. It has to be like science, like philosophy, something like that.
I have studied Buddhism with my master here for the last 10 years. And in the beginning, when I studied, I thought this was ancient history and ancient practice and so forth. But as the years went by, I realized that a lot of things are directly related to modern science. Anything like conservation of energy, thing like that, I discover that as I go along. So it's very modern if you look at it in a certain way.
Well, like Dr. Bui said, it took him 10 years to discover what Buddhism is. Here at AWE, we can do it in 4 years, shortcut.
Thank you for your comment. You're all correct. Buddhism is all of those. Some are more encompassing, others are pinpoint on certain aspects of Buddhism. But yes, Buddhism is everything that everyone has just said. Okay, then what is metaphysics? Can anybody define metaphysics? Well, let me put it this way. Those of you who do not know the definition of metaphysics, please put up your hand. Who do not know, because the microphone will go to the one who don't put up your hand. Because you know the definition of metaphysics. So we have a gentleman who did not put up his hand. The gentleman in the black jacket.
I think it's how you, what is reality, what is the physical reality of the way we live here, using, you know, our philosophy in a way. But if you go through science, you know, we use our science to know what physical, but you know, through quantum mechanics or atoms and so forth. But I think through Buddhism does talk about metaphysical and vice versa. Metaphysical will talk about Buddhism. They're all intertwined, yeah.
Very good. Anyone else? Okay, so again, those of you who do not know the definition of metaphysics, please have a show of hands. Okay, we have Roy who didn't show for his hands up.
No, I didn't know my hand. I didn't know where my hand is. I was recovering. So.
Very good.
So it is indeed like the gentleman, very close to what the gentleman says. Actually, physics means everything physical, right? So we study everything physical within the realm of physics. Everything that is non-physical, we call metaphysics. Okay. So in the Latin nomenclature, we have ortho meta para, right? Ortho means the proper. So ortho physics is just physics. Meta, that means beyond. Para is around that, similar. So meta physics is what is beyond the physical. Next slide, we have defined Buddhism and we have defined metaphysics. And I don't think we need to define scientific thinkers. So this is what definition means. We have to be clear about what we're talking about. We're talking about the same thing, the same page, before we can actually communicate. That's why the first important thing is definition. Because it means different things to different people. So we have to have kind of a definition. So next slide, please. Definition of terms becomes critical. When we ask in the survey question, why do you want to learn Buddhism? And depending on your definition of Buddhism, if we think Buddhism is a focused concentration, yes, it's part of that too. But in a lecture too, when we define Buddhism, we define it as the way to enlightenment, right? The Dharma. Remember, we just put our hands together and say, Namo Buddhaya, Namo Dharmaya, and Dharma is a way, the method, the means to enlightenment. So Dharma, Buddha teaches the Dharma,